Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, tuning in for a Mac Jones special. So Mac Jones, quarterback out of Alabama. And I think he's going to be an interesting, maybe polarizing player in terms of where he goes. You know, I've seen multiple, seen and heard multiple different evaluations of him in what he has to offer. I think generally we have a pretty good idea of who he is. I think some of the narrative around him is going to be maybe a little biased towards against what the present NFL is, but we could sort of debate what it is, right? I mean, that is something I think is important. He's going to get a lot of, he's just a pocket passer, not mobile stick. I think that is something that we're going to see kind of repeatedly, and people will question some of his, some of the, we'll call it upside, I guess, in terms of not offering much as a runner. So that is something I think we have to look at. In terms of where he's going to fit in at the position, I think it's pretty clearly going to be quarterback five. I think that's going to be something that we're going to see. I would take him pretty aggressively in a, pick what spot he's going to go in. You get some of these odds and stuff from Vegas or online or whatnot. And you can say, hey, how many guys are going to, these prop bets, how many guys are going to go in the top 10? It's going to be 4.5 or 4 would probably be the line this year, I would guess. Which guy goes second, which guy goes third. I think if there's one for fifth, I feel pretty confident that he's going to go fifth. He will go no later than fifth would be my big take. I think there's a pretty big teardrop after him. So that's really where I think he fits. So he's going to be a first rounder. So again, we think a lot about later half of the first round guys as being, outside top 10, top 12. As being a lot like second round guys. That's kind of what they look like historically. So just keep that in mind. That is a tier break. So if you're at, 109 and 108 is quarterback four, right? If that's Trey Lance or Wilson or Field, something like that, it is not a situation where you're like, I got to take the next guy. There's a pretty stark drop in hit rates when you get to that next level. It's a lot of information that people have passed on him. So we could say a lot of things about him and about his profile and all these things. But people passing on him that many times is something I think warrants updating our information. So it is going to happen. Just keep in mind that there's probably should be a gap there between Trey Lance going 6 to 10 and Mac Jones going 18, right? That's a pretty big difference in terms of valuation. So things that popped up in the watching, I was able to throw off platform a little bit, which was interesting. Quick processing some quotes I had. Polished pocket passer, clean off an RPO as you will ever get are two of the quotes that I heard. It's pretty interesting. Doesn't have the same arm strength as other guys in the class. I think I talked about this in the Kyle Trask piece. You just see it. And there was a couple of plays that happened. One where he got out of structure and threw a deep ball, and it dragged the wide receiver out of bounds, and it was a big play. It was a completion, like 50 yards, something like that, but it should have been a walk-in touchdown, and it wasn't. And so I did play quarterback. I was a very bad one, and I didn't have a good arm, and those throws sort of were neighborhood throws. I was just hoping to get them in the neighborhood just because I couldn't make those. Not that I was throwing the ball 50 yards, but that 20 yard out, like, it was a prayer, honestly, to try and make that throw was just a prayer. The deep corner or whatnot, those things, and that kind of shows up a little. He's obviously much better than I could have ever dreamt of being, but those things kind of show up a little bit, and I remember those things stick in my mind, and very much show up in some of his film. So I would just be on the watch for that. That will be a common critique or criticism of him is the lack of arm strength, and that's where it shows up. Boundaries down the field, That's where it shows up, and it consistently showed up too. So just keep that in mind. Again, if he's operating in the middle of the field, it's pretty good. I think he had some good anticipation, and you know, he's able to make good decisions and throw people open and do those aspects. Might be if you were to sort of put it on a, they have those like spray charts or your heat map, basically, of where you make a lot of your throws. Think of it inside the numbers, you know, inside 25 yards, somewhere in there. It's really good in that range. Sort of pressing the boundaries or going up the deep outsides or whatnot. It's a place where he's probably going to struggle. That showed up pretty consistently. So those things, that's pretty much what I would say the skinny on him is. I was impressed by some of the, to say that he's not a mobile guy, I think is a little bit unfair. He was actually able to move around a bit and create with his feet, but it's more of creating like in the pocket, almost like a way Tom Brady creates, and not a way that someone like, maybe a Burrow, right? Or, Herbert can move, or, you know, someone like that can move a little bit more to create on the ground. His creation is more moving with his feet to sort of throw, right? So that's a difference when you look at a guy like him and Trey Lance. He's just never going to offer that. So problem tends to be, and maybe if you go back, he's in a Matt Ryan era. He's the top pick, something like that. And maybe it's not this class. It's going to be hard for him in this. This is a really good class. But in that era, maybe he's a top five pick. Now it's just a little bit different. We're prioritizing different things. So that would be the other thing that I would say in sort of the Matt Ryan mold. You can make money and you can have big fantasy seasons. It tends to take a little bit longer. And you just think of the jump that it took Josh Allen to become, enormous fantasy asset this year. It took time. And that was as a passer. And is he coming from a lower level from where Mac Jones is? I'm sure that's true. But the floor of 8 touchdowns a year on the ground, that's very helpful to sort of get through those growing pains and made him basically a quarterback, a top 12 quarterback prior to his big passing breakout. So that is something I would say with Mac Jones. You don't have that option. You don't have that rushing upside to sort of keep you going. And that has popped up and it taking 4 or 5 years for really fantasy breakouts from guys like Matt Ryan, from guys like Drew Brees, from guys like Philip Rivers. Again, with Rivers, it was a little bit different because he was sitting. But that has taken some time, and that's kind of a mold you could think about Mac Jones in. So just keep that in mind. He's going to need to excel as a passer to be fantasy viable. So that's really, I think, the big thing with him. All right, so let's break down some of the stuff from the PFF draft guide. Obviously, one of the most dominant offenses in the history of college football. Veteran understanding of the offense, the timing of his throws was meticulous. Doesn't miss underneath, the most accurate quarterback in the nation within 10 yards. Again, that is an underrated stat. We think a lot about, hey, look at all these flash things this guy can do and the big arm down the field and all these things. A lot of that work, a higher percentage than we really appreciate is middle of the field. It's within 10 yards. Those things are, to be good there, that's a significant job. So don't undercount that. Calm in the pocket under pressure. Four career turnover-worthy passes on 131 pressured dropbacks. So that's pretty good. Not getting rattled. That's nice. One thing I've heard with quarterbacks too is something we should think about is how they sort of handle some stuff breaking down. With this new CBA, there's less time to coach up offense. Has been kind of a consistent trend over the last 10 years. And some of the degrading offensive line play can sort of be traced back to that. you need to be able to handle pressure a little bit more. That's one thing I've consistently heard. And so it's an interesting way to think about those. So he sort of checks that. The negatives, middling arm, underthrew a number of deep balls, but got away with it because of his wide receivers. Threw to a ton of open guys, offers absolutely almost nothing as a runner outside of structure, and 1 year of elite play as a senior. So they have him as a round 1 to 2 grade. Again, you're going to get bumped up. They comp him to Derek Carr. So stylistically, you think about that. He has a bevy of translatable NFL skills. I think that's an interesting quote. The Athletic article has him going 28 to the Saints, which would be an interesting one. Very accurate and smart and poised, but he doesn't have any physical tools in terms of his arm talent or athleticism being better than average. I question how high his upside is, but he's the kind of guy I wouldn't bet against becoming a solid NFL starter. Other quote here, I really like the player and the fact that he bided his time to become the guy. He had a legit command of a pro-style offense, very good feel for timing and coverages pre- and post-snap. He knew exactly what his progression was, and he moved on quickly. He can really read the field, has great command, great presence. The NFL could potentially come easy to him because he's already been a pro-style-ish offense. He will understand the pass game stuff. It was how to anticipate timing of routes and coverages. I think he can be sneaky better than people think. He has enough arm. It's not elite, but I've seen Drew Brees throw in person, and I think Jones has enough. He doesn't have the athleticism when a play breaks down. In 5 years, man, this guy is everything we thought and more. If I had to put money on it, I think he's a 10-year NFL starter. So, again, that's a lot of the traditional pocket passer qualities to his analysis. So I think that's kind of who he is. Again, you're either Drew Brees or you're something lesser. Now, if we got Matt Ryan, we'd be happy. I think so, especially if you're looking in that range. So think about that as a potential value proposition. Again, is that something you're going to spend 108 on? Probably not. Is it something you want to spend maybe later in the first or early in the second round? I think so. So I know there's people that are, you know, saying that he's milquetoast or he's all these other things. I've heard him called the missionary position before. You know, that's fine. But I hope those labels stick, because he's probably going to be a value opportunity. So, and again, if he lands with the Saints, he might be a top 4 quarterback in Superflex draft. So be careful on that too. So again, I like him as quarterback 5. I think it's pretty confident that's where he goes in the NFL draft. Like him as a pocket passer. Again, the arm strength is an issue. That will be an issue. Maybe he can sort of tighten up some of that with the physicality stuff, weight room, all that stuff. I think that's possible as well. But yeah, I like the player. Questioning the upside, but I like him as a potential starter. And you're hoping, you know, Andy Dalton to Matt Ryan sort of range. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Mac Jones, until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.